Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day. From the Order of Preachers around the world, today from the United States, we have Sister Mary Ann Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope, living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching today is entitled Listening, and the reading is from the book of Exodus.
The Lord said to Moses, "Go down at once to your people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt, for they have become depraved. They have soon turned aside from the way I pointed out to them, making for themselves a molten calf and worshiping it, sacrificing to it, and crying out, 'This is your God, O Israel, who brought you out of the land of Egypt.'" The Lord said to Moses, "I see how stiff-necked this people is. Let me alone them, that my wrath may blaze up against them to consume them. Then I will make of you a great nation." But Moses implored the Lord, his God, saying, "Why, O Lord, should your wrath blaze up against your own people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt with such great power and with so strong a hand? Let your blazing wrath die down. Relent in punishing your people. Remember your servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and how you swore to them by your own self, saying, 'I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and all this land that I promised, I will give your descendants as their perpetual heritage.' So the Lord relented in the punishment he had threatened to inflict on his people." Listening. If we interpret this reading literally, Moses wins, God loses. But what really happens is Moses speaks, God listens. Granted that the people's idolatrous behavior caused God extreme frustration and an overwhelming desire to punish them, quote, "Let me alone, that my wrath may blaze up against them to consume them," close quote. But granted also that God chooses to listen when Moses reminds God of God's own words, quote, "I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and all this land that I promised, I will give your descendants as their perpetual heritage," close quote. The scripture passage ends with God relenting, no punishment. What happened to bring about this amazing reversal? Maybe a dialogue the scripture didn't include. Moses might have said to God, quote, "Yes, the people are stiff-necked and frightened and driven to make their own God that they can see and adore. You know them. Wasn't it their imperfection, their need that you loved? Do not abandon your people," close quote. In other words, a dialogue in which speaking makes room for the ultimate value of listening. An anti-dialogue which is going on right now in the Congress of the United States may be a shadow commentary on today's reading. It doesn't involve God and Moses, and there's no listening. And no matter what vocabulary is used by just about any member of either political party or by any hate-inspired media survey, it isn't about bipartisanship. It's about creating wrath to blaze up against the other side to consume them. What kind of dialogue might take place to calm the frustrations and put out the fire? Maybe representatives of each party might say in turn to the other, "Yes, we are both stiff-necked and driven to win. We know each other. You have won some battles and we have won others. At what cost? The hatred and the insults that each of us has thrown against the other have hurt and diminished both parties. But we also know that you love America. And even if you don't like us, you do want to work for the people. Can you give up your hatred and some of what you have set your hearts on if we do the same and come together with us in kindness for the good of the people, so that we do not abandon them?" In Fratelli Tutti, Pope Francis says, quote, "Once kindness becomes a culture within society, It transforms the ways ideas are discussed and compared. Kindness facilitates the quest for consensus. It opens new paths where hostility and conflict would burn all bridges. A dialogue of kindness always starts with listening.